KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In high school wrestling last night, Logan Magnolia defeated Atlantic in a duel 41-22. And along the way, Logan Magnolia coach Kent Kirsten became Iowa's all-time dual wins leader by picking up the victory last night. Also in a double duel, it was Clarinda over Denison 61-21. Clarinda beating Kemper Catholic 47-28. Kemper Catholic over Denison 45-26. Glenwood beat Lewis Central 42-30. Glenwood over Underwood 51-23. Creston beat Perry 72-7. Creston over Winterset 75-3. Corning over East Union 47-18. Corning beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 54-12. East Mills over Clarinda Academy 63-18. And Bedford Lennox topping Nottoway Valley 48-24. In high school boys basketball last night, it was Harlan over Blair, Nebraska, 54-52. Lawton Bronson beat IKM Manning, 72-62. Murray over East Union, 69-22. West Monona beat West Harrison, 84-65. Woodbine over Heartland Christian, 74-58. In girls hoops last night, Griswold a winner over Essex, 58-27. Bedford beat Martinsdale St. Mary's, 56-27. IKM Manning escaped with an overtime win over Lawton Bronson, 67-65. Kingsley Pearson over Charter Oak Ute, 58-45. Murray beat East Union, 46-28. West Monona over West Harrison, 59-58. And Heartland Christian beating Woodbine, 48-39. And we have high school basketball tonight for you here on KJAN. Chris and I will be in Griswold tonight as the Tigers play host to AHST. We'll have all the action for both of those games. Girls first at about 6 and the boys will follow. And we'll have both games for you live tonight here at AM 1220, FM 101.1. Also on the web at KJAN.com and on your smartphones as well if you've downloaded the KJAN app from the iTunes Store or the Google Play Store, depending upon your platform. AHST at Griswold, live tonight here on KJAN. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes could not finish off Michigan State last night, and the Spartans made them pay, leading 55-51. With 2 minutes to go, the Hawks were outscored 11-4 to finish the game in a 62-59 loss as they fall to 0-3 now in the Big Ten. It was a frustrating loss, according to Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey.
The reason I wasn't happy at all was because I saw how hard they fought on defense and how hard they fought on the glass, and I wanted them to have the opportunity to win that game. And we just couldn't get anything going offensively. We couldn't execute. It was very similar to the Indiana game in that sense. Fought, but couldn't execute offensively. Turned the ball over in key situations. Turned the ball over too much. You know, we should not turn the ball over 18 times against a team that plays half-court man. Not at home.
The Hawkeyes had a key late turnover. They fouled a three-point shooter and missed three free throws down the stretch, while the Spartans connected on all seven of their free throws in the waning seconds after starting 6 of 14 from the line early in the game, as they improved to 2-1 in the Big Ten. Those 18 turnovers were also a big factor in the outcome.
The problem with the turnovers against this team is turnover is 2 points. It's not we get back and then we guard them and maybe they score, maybe they don't. But our turnovers were buckets for them because they just fly down the floor. They're up in the passing lanes, and that's what they rely on. And you can't give them too many layups, and they had too many layups off of our turnovers.
The Hawkeyes played without their leading scorer, Roy Devon Marble, who sprained an ankle in practice this week and did not play. Zach McCabe helped pick up the slack with 15 points, including 3 of 6 from three-point range.
We knew Dev wasn't going to play this game, and you know that was going to limit us a little bit, but you know, us guys knew that, you know, we had to bring it, you know, bring it every possession and just, you know, play as hard as you can, bring energy off the bench. And, you know, that's unfortunately happened to Dev, but, you know, we're ready for him to come back, and we just got to keep growing stronger as a team.
Melson Basabi added 14 points for the Hawkeyes. Aaron White added 11. Iowa returns to action Sunday in a game at Northwestern. Elsewhere, top 25 college hoops last night, E.J. Singler scored 14 points, and Oregon overcame a slow start to beat number 4 Arizona 70-66, handing the Wildcats their first loss of the season. Dominic Artis, Carlos Emery, and Tony Woods had 10 points each for the 13-2 Ducks, who have won 17 straight home games, including all 11 so far this season. Kelly Olynyk scored 31 points as number 9 Gonzaga held off St. Mary's 83-78 in the latest edition of one of the best rivalries on the West Coast. The 16-1 Bulldogs won their seventh straight with the help of 22 points from Kevin Pangos last night. Well, Jack Taylor, who set the NCAA scoring record with 138 points in a game in November, is out for the season after breaking his wrist. Grinnell College spokesman Ted Schultz says Taylor fractured the radius on his shooting arm during a 119-117 win over rival Cornell on Wednesday. Taylor will likely have surgery within a week and be out 2 to 3 months, costing the sensational sophomore the rest of the season. Taylor captured the attention of the basketball world when he dropped 138 points against Faith Baptist Bible College in a game on November 12th, shattering the previous single-game record by 25 points. Taylor finishes his season averaging 36.3 points a game, leading the Pioneers to a 9-3 record. Well, fueled by a 16-3 run, midway through the second half, the University of Iowa women's basketball team dumped Wisconsin 65-56 last night at the Kohl Center. The Hawkeyes received double-doubles from senior center Morgan Johnson with 23 points and 11 rebounds, and sophomore guard Samantha Logic with 12 points and 10 rebounds. Once again, Logic flirted with a triple-double. She also handed out 9 assists. Iowa's won 8 of its last 9 games, but last Sunday the Hawkeyes were knocked off at home by Michigan 68-64. The Hawkeyes lead the Big Ten with 17.2 assists per game. Iowa had 17 more against Wisconsin, with the bulk coming from Logic. The Hawkeyes have 7 days now before playing at Michigan State on January 17th, as they improved to 13-4 overall, 2-1 in Big Ten conference play. In the NBA last night, Wesley Matthews' three-pointer put Portland in front with 26.9 seconds left as the Portland Trailblazers hung on to beat Miami 92-90. Also, Paul George scored 7 of his 24 points in the fourth quarter, leading Indiana past the shorthanded New York Knicks 81-76, and Dallas rallied from 17 points down to beat Sacramento 117-112 in overtime. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, the University of Georgia has another hole to fill in its defense. Junior nose tackle Kwame Gethers has informed the school that he plans to enter the draft with a year of eligibility remaining. He joins linebackers Jarvis Jones and Alec Ogletree in declaring early for the pros. Well, the Cleveland Browns have hired Carolina offensive coordinator Rob Chudzinski as their new head coach. Chudzinski's first head coaching job comes with a team that he loved as a kid. The 44-year-old had two previous assistant coaching stints with the Browns in 2004 and 2007. He becomes Cleveland's sixth full-time coach since 1999. Chudzinski, who grew up in Ohio and rooted for the Browns as a kid, interviewed with the team on Wednesday. He spent the past 2 years working with Carolina with quarterback Cam Newton. The Browns have been searching for a coach since firing Pat Shurmur December 31st after a 5-11 season. The Jacksonville Jaguars fired coach Mike Mularkey after one season on Thursday. The 2-14 record that the Jags had in 2012 was the worst in franchise history. New general manager David Caldwell made the announcement, giving him a clean slate heading into 2013. Caldwell added that there were no plans for the Jaguars to attempt to acquire Jets backup quarterback Tim Tebow. The former Heisman Trophy winner from Florida is a Jacksonville native. Cincinnati Bengals offensive coordinator Jay Gruden is the latest to interview for the vacant head coaching job with the Arizona Cardinals. Gruden says his interview at Cardinals headquarters was his first for a head coaching job with any NFL team. He says he may interview with the Philadelphia Eagles next week. The Cardinals also have interviewed their defensive coordinator Ray Horton and Denver Broncos offensive coordinator Mike McCoy. Former Chicago coach Lovie Smith has interviewed with the Philadelphia Eagles, making him the seventh candidate to pitch to become Andy Reid's replacement. Smith was fired by the Bears a day after the season ended, the same day that the Eagles let Reid go. Reid has since become Kansas City's new head coach. Indianapolis offensive coordinator Bruce Arians, Seattle defensive coordinator Gus Bradley, and Cincinnati offensive coordinator Jay Gruden are on the list of Eagles candidates who have yet to interview. New Buffalo Bills coach Doug Marrone has named his offensive and defensive coordinators. Mike Pettine has been hired as the Bills' new defensive boss, while Nathaniel Hackett will be running the offense. Pettine spent the past four seasons as the New York Jets' defensive coordinator, while Hackett will be following Marrone, Syracuse's former coach, to Buffalo. Hackett has spent the past four seasons working as Marrone's defensive assistant at Syracuse. Well, David Akers is keeping his job as San Francisco's starting kicker for Saturday's playoff game against Green Bay. The 49ers signed Billy Cundiff on January 1st to compete with Akers, who has struggled this season while making only 29 of 42 field goal attempts. Akers revealed last week that he underwent double hernia surgery last February and then re-aggravated the area when he slipped on the field during practice. The 15-year veteran understood why Cundiff was brought in, but Akers made it clear that he wants to remain as their kicker. Minnesota Vikings linebacker Chad Greenway has been added to the NFC Pro Bowl team as an injury replacement for DeMarcus Ware of the Dallas Cowboys. Greenway will be the first Vikings linebacker to play in consecutive Pro Bowls since Scott Studwell in 1987 and 88. An examination of Junior Seau's brain has revealed that the former linebacker had a degenerative brain disease when he committed suicide last May. The National Institutes of Health tells the Associated Press that an NIH study found abnormalities consistent with chronic traumatic encephalopathy, a condition linked to repetitive head injuries. Seau joins a list of several dozen football players who had CTE. The NIH conducted a study of three unidentified brains, one of which was Seau's. It said the findings were similar to autopsies of people with exposure to repetitive head injury. In racing news, two-time Daytona 500 winner Michael Waltrip will enter next month's race with Swan Racing. It's a one-race deal. The team will have David Strim as its full-time driver the rest of the season. The season-opening February 24th race marks the debut for the team under new owner Brandon Davis. Danica Patrick says she does not plan to race in this year's Indianapolis 500 because she wants to concentrate on her first full-time season in NASCAR's Sprint Cup Series. Patrick also skipped the Indy 500 last year, instead running in the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway on the same day. She said Thursday that she will do the same in 2013. Well, Major League Baseball will test for human growth hormone throughout the regular season and will step up efforts to track the use of artificial testosterone. Players were subject to blood testing for HGH during spring training last year, and the agreement between management and the Players Association expands that throughout the season. Those are in addition to urine tests for other performance-enhancing drugs. Under the changes to baseball's drug agreement, the World Anti-Doping Agency Laboratory will keep records of each player. And the Players Association has begun electronic voting on whether to approve the new collective bargaining agreement. The balloting will continue until Saturday at 8 o'clock in the morning. The National Hockey League's Board of Governors unanimously approved the deal that was tentatively agreed to on Sunday, the 113th day of the NHL lockout. If a majority of the 700 players eligible to vote approve the deal, training camp will start Sunday with the start of a 48-game schedule set for January 19th. That's Check Sports This Hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular at 712-762-3022. They're on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.